Is he the best known fiend of all time? Possibly not. But he's arguably the best known long distance runner of them all. And to the people of Finland, he was and is the man who ran their country onto the world map. That was in the 1920s, just a few years after Finland had gained independence and was strengthening its position among the free nations of the world. It was a decade when this man dominated middle and long distance running, winning a total of 9 gold and 3 silver Olympic medals. 3 golds and 1 silver at Antwerp in 1920, 5 golds at Paris in 1924, and 1 gold and 2 silvers at Amsterdam in 1928. See, this guy I want to talk about was truly a legend in his own lifetime. In the 1920s, he was by far the dominant distance runner in the world. He improved world records by the following margins: 1,500 meters, 2.1 seconds, mile, 2.2 seconds, 3,000 meters, 12.8 seconds, 5,000 meters, 8.4 seconds, 10,000 meters, 52.6 seconds. He also broke new grounds in racing and training techniques. In his training, he developed an ability to judge his speed. He understood the need to run at an even pace when attacking records and carried his stopwatch in his races. He trained twice a day and did some speed work. Later, he admitted that, he did too much steady running at the expense of fast intervals. His name was Paavo Nurmi, and he was from Finland. Welcome to the 14th episode of Strictly Sports. My name is Jumping Hoda Hard Tackling and the Super Dynamic Midfield Maestro. A combination of Makaleli and Javi, Ngole Kante and Andre Pele, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. I'll be your pilot as usual. On this episode, I'll be talking about the man who was popularly called the Flying Fiend and also the Phantom Fiend. His name, Paavo Nurmi. So you ask, who is Paavo Nurmi? He was born on July 13, 1897 in Turku, a port town on the southwest coast of Finland. Nurmi was the son of a carpenter and began running through the Finnish forest when he was 9. He later claimed that he grew up eating black bread and dried fish. And if he did, this mega diet made him a champion. His father died in 1910, and Nurmi finished his schooling with an average of 9.38 out of a possible 10. This guy was a smart guy. He worked on docks and was a filer in an engineering shop for the next 4 years. Nurmi was inspired to become a runner by the incredible performance of Finnish runner Hans Kolehmainen. That was at the 1912 Stockholm Olympics. Kolehmainen brought his small country to international attention by winning 3 gold medals in long distance events. Nurmi was 15 years old at the time. He soon bought his first real pair of running shoes and started training. Let's talk about his training style. Nurmi was one of the first athletes ever to take a systematic approach to training. Although this approach is common today, in Nurmi's time, no one had yet thought to train with a stopwatch to measure pace and time, or to cross-train by combining running, walking, and calisthenics. His major innovation in training was to run most of the race at an even pace. Because he ran it with a watch, Nurmi, unlike other athletes, knew what his pace was while he was running and could plan his winning strategy. Before this, runners had run fairly slow laps around the track, conserving their strength until the last lap when they sprinted to the finish. Now, the Sports Museum Foundation of Finland quoted him as saying, "When you race against time, you don't have to sprint. Others can't hold the pace if it is steady and slow to the finish." Nurmi's discipline took precedence over everything else in his life. "Success in sports, as in almost anything, comes from devotion," he said, according to Joe Brady in Virtual Finland. The athlete must make a devotion of his specialty. Nurmi certainly did that, critically analyzing his daily training schedule, combining long, slow runs and long walks. Obsessed with running, he seemed to observers not to have any personality at all. Nurmi appeared to be a remote, cold and inhuman running machine. He did not socialize with other athletes, never gave interviews, disliked publicity, and seemed never to let anyone get to know him throughout a long career. As Brady noted, Nurmi was an introvert. To many observers, he seemed bleak and remote, interested only in his running. Nurmi's inward intensity was a part of his personality, but also came from the fact that he was determined to leave records that would never be broken. According to the Sports Museum Foundation of Finland, Finnish journalist Matti Jukola wrote of him in 1935, "There was something inhumanly stern and cruel about him, but he conquered the world by pure means, with a will that had supernatural power." Now let's talk about his racing. In 1914, Nurmi joined Turun Hyölylito, a Turku sports club that he represented throughout his career. On May 29, his training paid off running at Turku, he set his first national record by running 3,000 meters in 8 minutes 36.2 seconds. There were no Olympic Games in 1916 because of World War I, but in 1920, Nomi ran at the Olympic Games in Antwerp, Belgium, and the 5,000 meters, his first race, and he lost to Joseph Guillemot of France. This would be the only defeat to a foreigner in an Olympic final during his entire career. He won gold medals in the 10,000 meters and the individual and team cross-country events, and a silver in the 5,000 meters. After the Antwerp Olympics, Nomi continued to win. He set his first world record on June 22, 1921 in Stockholm by running the 10,000 meters in 30 minutes 40.2 seconds. After that, he set a new world record in distances ranging from 1,500 meters to 10,000 meters, racing with a stopwatch in hand, adhering to a rigid schedule he had planned beforehand. Instead of concerning himself with what his competitors were doing, Nomi was more concerned with meeting his own high goals set by his watch. By the end of 1923, Nomi held world records in the mile, the 5,000 meter and the 10,000 meter races, a feat that has never been done before or since. Okay, now wait for the big one. At the 1924 Paris Olympics, the Flying Finn won 5 gold medals in 6 days. Nomi won the 1,500 and the 5,000 meters within an hour of each other, won the cross-country race as an individual and as part of a team, and won the 3,000 meter team race. In the 5,000 meters, he tried a different tactic. His rivals, the Ritola of Finland and Edvin White of Sweden, started with a fast pace. Nomi ran steadily 40 meters behind them, waited for them to fade, meanwhile checking the pace with his watch, and then passed them. In the cross-country race, he stunned everyone with his seemingly superhuman performance on a day so hot and humid that 24 of the 39 entrants collapsed along the way. Nomi seemed untouched and won the race by 2 minutes. In that same Olympiad, Finnish authorities banned Nomi from competing in the 10,000 meters because they wanted to give Finnish runner Ville Ritola a chance to win the gold. This angered Nomi, so he went to another track and ran alone, recording his time on his stopwatch. It was faster than the official time set by the gold medal winner. That's a real guy there. Now let's talk about his last race. Because he had competed as a professional runner, Nomi was no longer allowed to compete in international amateur events. In Königsberg, Germany on October 4, 1931, he won his last event outside Finland, a 5,000 meter race. He continued to run in Finland after that and was known as a national amateur. He ran his last race in Viipuri, Finland on September 16, 1934, winning the 10,000 meters. After retiring from running, Nomi became a businessman and building contractor. He had saved and invested his money since the 1920s and now made a great deal more, mostly through house building. 40 townhouses that his company built are still standing in Helsinki, the capital of Finland, today. In addition to business, Nomi sometimes trained other Finnish runners. He hated publicity, but when World War II began and Finland was threatened by the Soviet Union, he went on to the United States to gain support for the Finnish cause. In 1952, the Olympic Games were held in Helsinki. As was the tradition, a relay of runners had carried a torch with the Olympic flame from Greece to Finland. No one knew who the last runner would be, the one who would bring the torch into the stadium to light the Olympic flame for these games. When the electric scoreboard flashed, the Olympic torch would be brought into the stadium by Paavo Nurmi. The 70,000 person home crowd was stunned into silence, then a huge roar filled the stadium and many Finns burst into tears. Nomi worked hard all his life and never retired, although an attack of coronary thrombosis slowed him down in the late 1950s. In 1967, he experienced another attack. The following year, he used his hard-earned money to set up a foundation to study that disease, providing buildings for the researchers to do their work and a large sum of money. Nomi died in Helsinki on October 2, 1973, at the age of 76. On October 11, he was given a state funeral with full honors and was buried in his hometown of Turku. Since his death, statues of him have been erected all over Finland and at the International Olympic Committee headquarters in Switzerland. Medals and stamps have been issued in his honor, and an asteroid was even named after him. In 1987, Finland issued a 10 mark note with Nomi on one side and the Olympic Stadium on the other, making Nomi the only Olympic athlete ever to be pictured on any nation's currency. The legend of Paavo Nomi lives on. And that's it for the 14th episode of Strictly Sports. Thanks for joining me on this jolly ride into the world of Pavonomi. Jomi is my name, and I am the super dynamic midfield maestro. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Bye for now.